Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started. Happy Saturday.
Look, you called us. We got into it a little before, but we're here, y'all. We here. Yes. Happy Saturday, BE community. How y'all doing? I hope everyone's doing well. So yes, I like to pause so I can hear them say, "I'm doing good." Hey, BE community, because they be in the chat.
Okay. Yes.
So yes, y'all can see we have a very special guest in the building. And you know what? I was really thinking, like, y'all. This is the third time we've had you on.
Really?
Yes.
You were our first guest.
In the studio.
Yes. So we had.
She broke it in for us.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Portia Love broke it. Yes.
And then when she was, because you know she's bi-coastal now. Yeah. Then when she was on the West Coast, she was like, oh, I'll call in.
Yes.
So we did a virtual with you because she popped up with a rock and we was like, Hold up. We need all the tea.
Yes.
All the tea, okay? And we're going to have you back a fourth time because we need to hear from the mister.
Okay?
Absolutely. So we'll have to have y'all back as a couple. But I know we got a lot to talk about today. So
yes, we
welcome back for the third time. I think you're our most frequent guest so far.
I love it.
I'm here for it. So we have a lot to catch up on. But if you didn't know, this is the amazing Portia Love. So at this point, we're not reading your bio. If you don't know who she is, look her up. But she is so many things. Artist, makeup artist. Oh, my gosh. Amazing speaker. Anointed woman of God. I mean, just started a podcast. Is hosting a conference. Like, all the things. So if you don't know who she is, you need to find out. You need to look her up. But we really have you co-hosting with us today because
Let's get in.
After the third time, you're not just a special guest.
Put me on salary.
We're gonna put you on salary. Yeah. We get on salary. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
We get some salary. That's what I'm saying. So, how are you doing? The amazing look. When she came, I said, "Hello, Mrs. Hopewell," because she's married now.
Yes.
So, how is married life?
Married life is great. I'm enjoying it. It's, I always say it's a beautiful hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's it's beautiful. It's wonderful, but it is challenging.
It's real
in a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I relate it to like my relationship with God.
Mm.
You know, and that is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's iron sharpening iron, but it's great.
I love
it. Yeah, I love marriage. I love my husband. Shout out to my husband.
Yeah,
I'm doing this with nobody but him.
I love it.
I have a great
congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday.
Yes.
Thank you.
You just celebrated. So we got to give you a shout for that.
Thank you. Yes. Tuesday, March 11th. Woo-woo.
Hey.
Thank you.
March baby. Yes. Love it. So, we're going to dive in. This episode is, we're using the acronym SHE, because again, we're still in Women's History Month. So it's all about us. Okay, man. It's all about us this month. But yes. So SHE with, of course, the amazing Portia Love. And so S stands for self-care. H stands for healing, and E stands for empowerment. We're going to be talking about all the things as it relates to women. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about self-care. Okay.
Yes.
Can you weigh in with us ladies about how you, well, first of all, do you think self-care is important as women? And if so, how do you incorporate it in your life?
Yeah. Absolutely important.
Absolutely.
4 kids,
wow,
a whole husband, a whole full-time job, a whole Becoming Eva podcast,
yeah.
I'm in school.
Wow.
Self-care is absolutely necessary. And you have, for me, I have to kind of work at it and make sure I am making sure to wedge in time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I call it walking and working. Like, I have a walking pad to get my steps in when I'm working, because I'm on the computer a lot. And so I stand up, stand that desk up, because for a long time, you know, it's a desk that goes up and down, and I would just never use it, like, standing up. So now I'm actually, like, using
That's
it.
Huge.
And, the walking pad is underneath it. So I'm making sure I'm exercising, drinking water. And when I do have the opportunities to go outside and walk, I definitely do that. But with, like, my schedule and all the things, like, I have to find ways that I'm taking care of my body. I'm lighting a candle. I'm listening to music. Like, I'm taking a bath, even though I've got like a thousand things I have to do. Like, I still have to pause and take a break.
So important.
Yeah, it's absolutely important. Or else I'm gonna burn out from being a mom or a wife or my job or school. I'm gonna burn out if I don't take care of self.
Facts.
That will not be good for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Just like ditto.
Okay. I've always been a self-care girly.
Okay.
You know, from the beginning.
Okay.
So I am in agreement. I think that it's necessary. It's something that you absolutely have to incorporate. And I'm learning to have a balance. I'm just learning the balance, especially being a new wife. I'm kind of learning, like, the balance of spending time with God, spending time with myself, spending time with my husband, getting my business done, making sure, you know, we got dinner. I got to cook at this. I got to go home and cook dinner. Okay. So I'm learning.
Real in them streets. It's real.
Okay. I'm learning, like, the balance of it all, but definitely making time for myself. And one thing that I am overcoming, I was going to say I'm struggling with, but I'm no longer struggling with, resting, like, knowing when to rest.
Okay.
Knowing, like, okay, you need to go to bed. I didn't go to bed until 6 this morning.
Oh, wow.
And that is a regular for me.
Oh, wow.
Like 6, so 5, you're a night 4. Owl. I'm a night owl by choice.
Okay.
Because I just have to get so much stuff done. And I'm like, I gotta get it done. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. You know, naturally, I am a night owl in a sense, depending on the season.
That's why I'm like, is that when you feel like you're percolating? Is it late at night? Like, is that your, you know what I mean?
See, yes, but I also love early mornings.
Oh, wow.
So it's like weird, you know, it depends on the season that I'm in.
Okay.
Like, if I'm in a place of where I have to create, then I will more likely just stay up later.
Okay.
If I'm in the season of just maybe focusing more on, like, the business aspect of my life, then I'll go to sleep and wake up early.
Okay.
So it just depends. I love early mornings and I love getting things done at night. But sometimes it's not by choice. So learning the balance when to go to bed.
Real talk, you just went to bed at 6 a.m. So what does rest look like for you? Like, when are you resting? Are you taking naps? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Well, it just depends on the day.
It's her eyes are not red or anything. Like, she does not look tired.
I had some coffee.
Okay.
I love a good caffeine cup.
Okay.
And some prayer. You know,
amen.
I don't know. I'm learning. I'm still, I haven't perfected it yet. I'm still learning. You know, we just dropped the podcast today.
Yeah.
So me and my husband was up, like, fixing edits and doing this and doing that, you know, just to get it all done. And we recorded it in a week.
Wow.
It's like, so the recording time, the editing time, and the publishing time all happened in a week.
Wow.
A week before we actually shot it, I had the vision to do the podcast like that same week. So I was like, oh, I want to do a podcast. Okay, let's do it. Later in the week, I just went to the venue and got my friends together. This was all within a matter of like 4 days.
Wow.
It was like, yeah, everybody just meet. Can you meet tomorrow? Yeah, I can meet tomorrow. You know, so they just all showed up. I shot 4 episodes in one day.
Okay.
So my hair ain't going to be different. It ain't different because it was all in one day. Every episode was in one day. And then my husband just, you know, edited it. The podcast like 2 days ago.
Wow.
And we finished the final edits last night.
The benefits of being married to a videographer. I mean, for real.
I'm God's favorite. Okay. He knew what I needed. So we, you know, we just practice in balance.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, I will say for me, that's, first of all, that's a lot, but I feel like I'm catching breath. I'm catching my breath just hearing from her dad, like, for real. But yeah, so self-care is super important for me. I really kind of define it as filling your cup. And I say that because I, for years, I just would work around the clock. And I wore it like a badge because I was doing it for the kingdom. You know what I mean? Like, I was in full-time ministry. I was, you know, traveling, speaking, singing, doing all the things. And while I think that was an amazing time, and I definitely believe there is a season for where you're just going, going, going. But at the same time, I think for me, I got a wake-up call. Well, actually, my health gave me a wake-up call where it was like, and not even health, but like I lost my parents prematurely. And then right after losing them, I started having health challenges. And so all of that really started making me slow down and really think about, okay, like what's really important in life, you know, like relationships, of course, but then also making sure that you are actually giving from a place of overflow, from a place of abundance, instead of like manufacturing stuff to give to people just because you know it's what you're supposed to do. And so I really, you know, and y'all have heard me say this many a times, feel like God like just hit the reset button on my life. And when he hit the reset button for me, self-care really became a priority. Number one, it had to become a priority if I was to like continue like living here on this earth physically, but also if it had to become a priority in order for me to be healthy, in order for me to be whole, in order for me to be healed, in order for me to be restored. And then, you know, God, I feel like God is still just showing me how to lead from that place, how to produce from that place, because my giftings haven't gone anywhere. There, you know, the word of God says your gifts are given without repentance. So it's like, you know, my giftings are still there. My calling is still there, but I feel like God is showing me how to do it from a different place or in a different way. And it definitely requires me to be much more dependent on him, you know, because even the stuff where I feel like, oh, I could do that in my sleep, God's like, guess what? I need you to trust me for that too. Guess what? And so like, and I have found that as I have trusted him and as I have made self-care a priority, he has enabled me, like literally he's multiplied my efforts and allowed me to do more in less time. He's increased my productivity and my efficiency because I'm giving from a place of overflow instead of a place of deficit. And so self-care is super important. And I mean, you've heard us all talk about it. And it looks different for every person. You know, it could be, okay, I'm going to take a bath. It could be, I'm going to light a candle. It could be, I'm going to get a massage. It could be, I'm going to sit and be still. Yes. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of silence, solitude. Like those to me are habits that we allow life to kind of drown out. And it doesn't have to be super long. It could be, okay, I'm going to sit in my car, you know, an extra 5, 10, 15 minutes before I walk into this building or before I go into this meeting, and just make sure that I'm centered. Just make sure that I have clarity of mind. Just make sure that I'm hearing from God, you know, making sure that I am, you know, taking moments to step away and I'm not always being triggered or fueled by the people that are around me or what's going on around me or what I'm consuming, because that will be there. There's always a time and a place for that. But making sure that you're embracing the time that you need to number one, be with God. But then number two, be with yourself.
Yeah.
Be with yourself. Some people don't like themselves and they don't want to admit it. But like, be with yourself and really allow God to deal with yourself in that moment so that you can be whole and healthy when you do show up for people. So self-care is a whole thing, clearly. But we're not going to spend a bunch of time on it because we have so many.
Just be mindful that rest is a gift. Rest is a gift from God. And like how the word says, like, God didn't make man for the Sabbath, but made Sabbath for the man.
Amen.
You know, yes. So God gifted us with Sabbath.
Amen.
And the world will idolize this grinding culture.
Come on.
I'm only working this hard now because I rested for like a year.
Oh, yeah. That's what, you know, like, what I'm saying. There's a time and a place for all of that.
We definitely don't want to idolize grinding or whatever. I don't even say no. You know, I just the season that I am is pursuing and recovering all.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going and I'm just pressing the gas because God gave me to go. But being mindful that we have to make time for the Sabbath, and that's on any day.
Absolutely.
Whatever day works for you, works for your schedule. But you know, the Sabbath was created for us to enjoy rest because we do have things that we have to do. And I did get sick in February.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just running, I'm da-da-da-da-da. And I got the flu out of nowhere.
Wow.
And it knocked me out. And I'm like, oh Lord, now I ain't got no choice. I can't do a makeup.
Ain't no choice.
I can't do a video. I can't write a lyric. You know, everybody hit me. I got so many features. I'm sorry, y'all. People waiting on me. Girl, are you gonna see your feature? You gonna see your feature? I can't do
nothing. Wow.
Okay, so the Lord set me down. Mm. So I had to learn, like, okay, let me be serious, mm-hmm. you know? So just mm-hmm. being mindful of, like, take the Sabbath.
Yeah.
You're like, one day out of the week is not gonna Please. Hurt you. It's gonna help you more than anything. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it really yes. is. It's a way of trusting God. Like, I always liken it or compare it to, like, the tithe. Like, God mm-hmm. can do more with your 90, or he can do more in your 6 days than you can with your 7. Yes. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's really an opportunity to trust him and watch him multiply your efforts better than you ever could. So,
yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anything else you have you want to share on self-care before we move on?
I think we covered all our self-care.
Okay, so that is the S for she. So let's move on to the H, which is healing. Okay.
Love that.
So yes, we all need to heal. Mm-hmm. We all need to heal. And we actually were talking a couple episodes back about, like, deliverance, really, and just how important it is for us to, number one, realize that God wants us to be free. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be healed. And we don't have to continue to go in the same circles. You know, mm-hmm. if it's relationship circles, if it's mental gymnastics that we go through where we're constantly, you know, dealing with insecurity or depression or whatever cycles we may find ourselves in, God doesn't want that to be the rest of our lives. He's called us to have abundant lives. So I'll ask you two, what comes to mind when you think of healing, and why do you think it's important for women to experience healing?
What comes to mind for me, I think back to relationships and relationships with my father, my biological father, relationships with men in general. Those are things that come to mind. With my father, I feel like that is an ongoing process. I wouldn't say like, "Ooh, I'm healed," because he does things like, and sometimes it's like, "Ooh, it's another injury." Mm. You know, I gotta heal and forgive you for that. Like, you said this comment to me, and it was insensitive, and like, you weren't there for me my entire childhood.
Wow.
So he does things now sometimes that I feel like injures me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh God, I thought I've completely forgiven him and completely have gotten over it. Mm-hmm. And it's like an ongoing healing process. Yep. I feel like to really like forgive him. Mm-hmm. And I think it impacted my relationships with men in general. Like when I was here in college by myself and my biological father was in Lithonia, like really close.
Yeah.
And he essentially told me like, hey, you're an adult. So, you know, you're grown. You got it. Like, don't call me for help. And so I literally took that to heart. And even though he was technically here, like, I didn't call him for help. Yeah. I utilized my relationships with my friends, like my male friends, I feel like, to help me. Like, if my car, if I was having trouble with my car, I had a guy friend that I would call or like if I needed this, like I feel like it impacted me in so many different ways. Like in hindsight, I feel like I'm still dealing with that and kind of overcoming it. But it definitely impacted my relationships with men.
That's a lot. I feel like I want to unpack a little bit, just talk about how did it impact your relationship with men? Because the whole father-daughter relationship and then, you know, the whole boyfriend-girlfriend, husband-wife relationship, like they're so connected. And depending on how you were raised, what you experienced growing up, I mean, daddy wounds are real. Daddy issues are real, you know, and for women especially, it is an area that if we don't take the time to be healed from, it will show up in our, you know, in our romantic relationships.
Yeah, I feel like I struggled with the reason of why I wasn't accepted, or I felt like unloved because, you know, he had this new family mm-hmm. with a new daughter mm-hmm. and like he treated her differently and still yeah. treats her differently than he does me. Mm-hmm. I feel like the redheaded stepchild. Yeah. Like I was here first. Yeah. Why don't you love me the same? Real. Like honestly, mm-hmm. If I'm being honest with myself mm-hmm. and like being able to see him be a father yeah. to her mm-hmm. in ways that he was not a father to yeah. me and still not really a father in that way.
Yeah.
It's still kind of hurtful for me to kind of witness and see it. Even though I did have a stepdad, that's amazing daddy. Mm-hmm. I call him daddy. He was amazing.
yeah.
It's still, there was still like
that void,
a void mm-hmm. of that connection with like my biological yeah. father. And I just like I did all these amazing things like in my childhood and volleyball player. Mm-hmm. I was playing sports in college. Like mm-hmm. I had so many things wow. that like I feel like a parent yeah. should be proud of. Like I had scholarships mm-hmm. for college and I've written books. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. yeah. aren't you proud of me? Like why like what do I have to do?
Yeah.
like, you yeah. know, I kind of feel like I struggled with that because I'm like
mm-hmm.
why don't you like
yeah
love me the same, I guess.
Wow. That's real. Oh, Portia, like, goodness. I love you.
I did not know I was going to go there tonight.
Okay. Because I can relate to that on multiple levels. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a stepfather. He raised me since I was like one or wow. two, three, something mm-hmm. like that. I was mm-hmm. real young.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any biological children. Mm. So when he married my mother, he like also fell in love with me
yeah.
and became my dad. Mm. And that was my father.
Mm-hmm.
But I always had that void with my biological father mm. of like, oh, you know, I'm thinking that he's going to be present. And my mm-hmm. mom was already like, girl, okay, you know, she never,
you say so.
Right, you know, she never hindered me from seeing my dad, but she knew mm-hmm. who he was.
Gotcha.
So she would just always say, yeah, he around, you know, once in every blue moon. Oh, she would always wow. say that. And I would defend him. Well, no, he'd be there, you know, mm-hmm. but girl, no, he don't. You know, he was never really there. He never raised me. He wasn't present. And when my stepdad passed away when I was 14 years old,
oh, wow.
and I thought that would put my real father in a place of being present.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking like, oh, okay, yeah, he gonna mm-hmm. be there now. Like, you know, my stepdad is out the way. Of course mm-hmm. he's gonna be there. He didn't show up. Wow. And then when I lost my mother when I was 23 mm-hmm. years old, I thought, oh, okay, for sure.
Like, yeah.
he's gonna be there. And he wasn't there.
Wow.
You know, and then when I got married, I'm like, mm-hmm. for surely he's going to walk me down the aisle.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there, you know? So I had this void growing up with knowing like my dad is just not going to be who I desire for him to be.
Mm.
And I feel like this is the only proper time that you can say this, mm-hmm. something that God helped me with and spoke to me
mm-hmm.
is like, lower your expectations with your natural father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop being surprised.
Facts on facts.
He showed you. He not showed
yes,
up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I think one thing that hinders us is like we be expecting him to be like us. Because
mm-hmm,
if right. we have children mm-hmm. or because you have children,
mm-hmm.
you could never do that to your mm-hmm. children. You could never yeah. not be present with your children. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like when I have children, I could never
yeah.
do what he did.
Yeah.
But he's not me.
Yeah.
And he don't have God in his life like I
exactly.
do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he don't have the same convictions as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand Satan.
Well,
how could you see Jesus and be in the presence of God
mm-hmm.
and want to be like God and mm-hmm. try to get on his throne? I don't mm-hmm. understand that. That's weird to me. And get cast out of heaven.
Wow.
Like, I don't understand it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But it's like, it's everything aiming for us to understand.
That's true. Yeah.
And it hurt my feelings when my dad refused. He refused to meet my husband. Mind you, I've
wow.
never said this on any podcast, so y'all getting
we in the deep end, y'all. That's what we do. We, yes. we bring it on out.
So he ahead. Refused to meet my husband. My husband wow. traveled from North Carolina all the way to Detroit. My family's from Detroit
mm-hmm.
to meet my dad, and he refused to meet him.
Oh wow!
He traveled twice, mind you. My husband's mother, when I was living in California, traveled to California mm-hmm. all the way from North Carolina to meet me.
Yeah,
she only spent the day, mm-hmm. and but she was there, you know.
Yeah.
And my own father, the one parent I got left.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's like, what's going you know what I'm saying? And I know that he love. I know it. I
yeah.
know that he has love for me.
Yeah.
He just don't. It don't be all the way here. I feel like my dad is very selfish. Mm. You know, he's very self-centered, he's very selfish. He considers himself.
Yeah.
And I asked God when he refused to meet my husband, and when he said, okay, well, I'll meet him when I walk you down.
Oh, wow.
I said, okay, well, I'm just letting you know, I'm going to get married. I hope you're thinking, because my husband wanted to ask my father for a hand. So I'm like, I hope you're not thinking that just because you're not going to meet him is going to hinder me from getting married, because we get married. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. So when he saw that everything was progressing and people were still supporting and were on board with it, he was just like, well, I'm not coming to that wedding.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to come, you know. Yeah. And I prayed for years, y'all. For years, I begged God to keep my father alive so that he could walk me down. Wow. And he did. God kept him alive, but my father had the choice to walk me down or not. He didn't do it. And I have no resentment towards my dad. I called him, you know, I was like, I'll send you pictures, or, you know, thankfully my mother, her oldest brother walked me down, and he doesn't have any daughters. So that was the moment for us. You know what I'm saying? But I always ask God, like, man, why did I get this dad?
I'll say that.
You know, I'm like,
my daddy is an identical twin.
You are the other twin. Let me stop.
I'm like, Lord, what did I get to daddy? And you know what the Lord said to me?
What did he say? Because he might be trying to talk to me through you.
He said you didn't need him, he needed you.
Wow.
That's what he told me. He said you didn't need him. He needed you.
Wow.
And that's true. We are the evidence of that. We ain't on drugs. Look at all them accomplishments. Had he been accepting, maybe you wouldn't have tried so hard. Had he been as lenient, maybe you wouldn't have had no fighting you. You know what I'm saying? Had my dad been present, maybe I wouldn't be as responsible and as independent. I had to take care of myself. I had to figure it out. My mama passed away.
Yeah.
From cancer.
Yeah.
I'm 23.
Yeah.
I had to make it work.
Lord.
Had he been there, I may have not been the woman I am today. You know, and he probably wouldn't have a praying daughter, a daughter that's praying for him, that's interceded for him, that's asking God to heal him, to save him, to have a relationship with him. Maybe, you know, and I have to accept that and lower my expectations of my father so that I don't keep getting hurt. Because I'm going to have children.
Amen.
And if he's not in there like that, might make me mad. I was going to say something else, but I don't know if we can say that. That might make me mad. You know? So I have to come to a realization, this is who he is.
Yeah.
This is who he's going to be.
Yeah.
Now, how I'm going to navigate. Am I going to invite him? Mm-hmm. If I can't handle him not coming, would I still invite him?
That's a real
You know, it's like you have to take what they show you and sit on it. And read, and be like, okay, Lord, how do I navigate this? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's a journey. I totally understand. It was nothing but the Holy Spirit had you, you know, be vulnerable like that. And I really do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But I understand, you know, I understand that experience for sure.
I lowered my expectations. So,
I mean,
I have over the years, like, I'm going to have to lower them. And
it's just like, that's who he is. Yeah. Okay, well, all right.
It is. Okay. And people are people.
Yeah.
People are people, and hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
And it does not excuse the other person, but it definitely puts you in a position where you realize that only God is God.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only perfect father there is. He's the only one that's going to be able to love you fully and completely and unconditionally. Yeah. So, you know, the prayer is that you would not harbor like hurt or bitterness, or because we could have the daddy chronicles. We can have the daddy chronicles for real, because it is like we talked about, like, how, you know, for me growing up, I performed a lot because I was trying to get acceptance or approval, you know, and at the same time, you know, getting the honor roll, doing the plays, you know, being selected for this, being featured for that, and, you know, and wondering, okay, does he care? Does he see? Does he know? You know, and for me, honestly, I did not find out. My father passed away when I was 31. And the Lord knew, because my mother passed away 2 years prior, and my mother and I were like thick as thieves. Mm-hmm. Like, if there, she did not pass away not knowing any secret about my life, the good, the bad, the ugly. Like, she knew it all, you know, and loved me, of course, regardless. But She passed away more suddenly. I mean, like literally we were planning to get together for my birthday and she passed away the day before my birthday. Jesus. So literally April is legacy month for that reason, because I refuse to, you know, be depressed all month. Number one. Amen. And number two, I'm her legacy. And so I celebrate her and I celebrate me the entire month of April. But all that to say, 2 years later, I lost my father, but it was a completely different dynamic, because me and my father, we didn't grow up in the same household. I may see him on the summer times growing up, that's it, like, you know, once or twice a year, whatever, you know. But we didn't really have a relationship. It was very manufactured. When we were together, you know, I would always give the one word answers, you know, how you doing, fine, how's school, fine, you know, you need anything, you know, that kind of thing. And I really was very emotionally guarded with him. And so he literally was sick, maybe his last year of life. And me, I literally had to be intentional about going and spending time with him. He was in the hospital for several weeks leading up to his passing. I went and stayed in that city, in his house, you know, was at his hospital bed, spending time with him, you know, asking if he knew the Lord, like really, really spending time. Was it comfortable? No, it was not. Mm-hmm. It was very uncomfortable. It was very awkward. Mm-hmm. But I feel like God created that window, because he was like basically restoring what the locust had stole. Mm-hmm. and really trying to make sure, first of all, that I knew that he loved me. He just showed it in a different way. Mm-hmm. You know, even at his funeral, people were coming up to me. I had no idea who they were. They knew me. They knew where I went to school. They knew everything about me because he talked about me, even though I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And so realizing, just seeing a different side of him, God gave me an opportunity to see a completely different side of him. But I say all that to say that we just don't know what people are going through. And at the same time, you know, our parents do the best they can with what they have. It doesn't mean we excuse them at all, but it means we see them as human, and we are able to look to God, who is really the only person who can fulfill all those voids. Yeah. Like it's just real.
And he said, no good thing will I withhold from them who love me. Amen. Nothing good will be withheld from you. And if it was good for you, he would give it to you.
Amen. Y'all, we could stay on this here. I feel like we need a whole nother episode healing. Not even just healing, but healing daddy wounds, fathers, all that. And shout out to our girl, Kia Stevens. We're going to have her on to, you know, continue that conversation. But yeah. Anything we want to say about healing before we move on? Because it's a lot there. I know that we could say, but anybody have anything else they want to say before we move on?
I feel good about what
I know. Yeah. Well, I hope y'all got something out of that, because it was therapeutic. Yes. It was cathartic for each and every one of us. Okay. We all was like, well, we talking about
healing. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Okay, so E, empowerment. I think that's super important for women. And I love the fact that it's the three of us up here, because I feel like, well, number one, Becoming Eva is about empowerment, you know. And then Portia Love right here. When I tell you, I mean, I think about just, there are so many different things that you are doing that you have in the works, which we're trying to get the scoop on. Okay. In addition to her being an artist, first of all, the girl has a fly makeup line. Okay. Talk about empowerment. You know, she just talked about dropping her first podcast. Well, I don't know if it's your first podcast, but dropping a podcast. That's amazing.
First podcast, first episode.
Dropping a podcast. She got a conference coming up. I don't know where to start, Portia. I really don't. Where do you want to talk about first? Because you're empowering women in so many different ways. So what do you want to talk about? How did all of this come about? I feel like it's a lot going on. So just take us on a journey.
I just got tired of being fearful. I got tired of time passing me by. I got tired of like getting the short end of the stick and me giving it to myself. Not because I didn't have the opportunities, not because the doors wasn't, you know, open for me, but because I was fearful or I doubted just things within myself, you know, or struggling with depression or, you know, just making my work conditional. Like, oh, if I'm sad, I'm not doing it. If I'm this, I'm not doing it. If I'm that, I'm not doing it. And the enemy took that and would create attacks. Wow. You know, if I'm trying to record music, okay, well, if I know if she ain't feeling well, I'm gonna make her not feel well so she can't create, you know. And I just woke up one day and said, you know, enough is enough. And I'm not going to allow the devil to bully me. And I'm not going to self sabotage what the Lord is doing in my life.
Amen.
Because I don't want to get older and look back and be like, dang, I could have did that. I should have did that. I would have. I had the opportunity to do that. So I just kind of woke up and just was like, okay, it's time. Yeah. And my husband is very much like, babe, get in the studio.
Right?
We need some music. We need this. You do makeup today. You know,
that's so amazing.
Very, he's very much on my head. Like, do it.
Wow.
So that's helpful. And God knew what I needed. But specifically in the area of the conference,
yeah,
pivoting me to thrive in another area. Not taking away from my music. We definitely got music on the way. Okay. I'm telling you, I got some music in the works. Give me some time. We're going to have a Holy Girl summer, I promise.
And yes.
But I was sitting on a plane and I heard the Holy Spirit say Esther's arrival. So I had a desire to pour into the women of God. I just love women of God. I just love the ministry of ministering to women of God. We are just a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, we are.
So the Lord had laid it on my spirit to do a conference. And I'm like, well, Lord, what is it going to be called? And I audibly heard the Holy Spirit say Esther's arrival. So I Googled it. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, let me see if that's out there. And it wasn't out there. So the Lord put it on my heart last year to do a conference this year. And that's what we're doing.
Wow.
So it's about arriving to the season that God has called you to be in. And you know, the scripture that says you have been anointed or called for such a time as this. It's like Esther really didn't want to do what she did.
Yeah.
She was resistant. She was like, oh, I can't even go to the king. We ain't supposed to be doing all of that. You know, but she had a Mordecai to push her and say, well, girl, need not you think that this is going to pass you. You know, need not you think that just because it's coming from us or coming to us, that you're going to be excused or exempt from that. And I'm just going to be their Mordecai. So the women that's coming, you know, I'm going to get them together. I'm going to be their Mordecai. I'm like, girl, lock in or get left. Okay.
Wow.
Do what you got to do. Because need not you think, you know, you are not going to suffer the consequences of not showing up. And if you choose not to, God will send help in another area.
Wow.
You know, and that's what he told her.
He did.
If you choose not to do this, okay, then you will be replaced. You know, God gonna send somebody, gonna send somebody else to help in a different area. But he's calling you for such a time as this to do that. So definitely just gonna pour into the women of God that's gonna be there. The panel is everybody on the panel is people that pour into me.
Amen.
So anybody that I would trust to pray for me or pour into me is who I would trust over the women that God has entrusted me with.
Amen.
So it's gonna be a coach TK. TK Lee, she's amazing in many ways than one. Her and her husband, they also do marriage coaching and they coach me and my husband.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So we have a very close relationship. They know all our
business. Amen.
If I ever wants to be self-sabotaged.
Well,
I mean, if I ever wants to be self-sabotaged,
she got all the things.
She can do it, but she won't. She a woman of God.
Amen.
So but TK, she's amazing. Her and her husband are awesome. And then we have Minister JoJo. She's from Detroit.
Okay.
But she lives in Atlanta. So the Lord just led me to ask her. I don't know much about her currently. But the Lord led me to ask her because we are like growing a friendship and she's a powerhouse. She's very powerful. And then we have Licia Speaks. So she's gonna be there. She has her own podcast. She's working with Holy Culture. She's an artist as well and a creative and an influencer. And she's my first guest on my podcast. So she's awesome. Her testimony is amazing. And then the last speaker we have is Charlene Quigley.
Okay.
She's from California. She used to dance for Rihanna, Lizzo, Beyonce. Like she was a actual dancer for all of these amazing people. And now she's dancing for God.
Amen.
So she has a powerful testimony. Like she's on fire for the Lord. So we flying her in to, you know, talk to the ladies. It's gonna be an amazing time.
That's
amazing.
And look, and we can't forget this one right here. I call her baby Juanita Bynum. me and Latrinka, shout out to Latrinka. We know you're watching. Went to one of her events. I don't know if this was it was the year before.
Yes.
And I was not, I just wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting for her to like just like come forth with like fire. Like fire.
I'll be dancing.
And then laying hands on people. I was like, okay, she a real holy girl. Like she just trying to be cute with the holy girl, but she like, no, I'm anointed and appointed holy girl. Like come with that fire, holy girl. I wasn't ready.
It's definitely another side of me. I hate the devil. I really do.
Amen.
You can feel a little bit of it when I rap. Because you know, I rap with an attitude, you know. Because I really hate the enemy.
Amen.
And I know that I've been called to reach people who were in the place that I was in, who were in the dark of like, I didn't even know that this existed. Mm-hmm. I didn't know being saved was a thing. Mm-hmm. So when I minister or when I am preaching mm-hmm. or, you know, rapping or whatever, the passion behind that is like the revelation of like, wow. God loves you mm-hmm. and he wants you, and the enemy is a liar.
Come on.
You know, and that's the drive that keeps me going mm-hmm. of like pulling those women mm-hmm. or men mm-hmm. out of that situation that they mm-hmm. think is impossible and don't even think that there is a light at the yeah. end of the tunnel. So it's definitely a whole nother, I don't mm-hmm. play when it comes to ministry. I'm gonna come to God.
Come on.
I don't like, I'm very serious about mm. saving souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. So it is a whole other, you know, side mm-hmm. to me, but it's all holy girls. You know, we Amen. All
yes.
we are doing things for the Lord. So it's gonna be a great time.
So, okay, tell the people how they can be a part of Esther's arrival.
Yes, mm-hmm. you can follow me on Instagram. It's mm-hmm. I am Portia Love. And you can click the link in my bio and get your ticket. This is the last week. I don't know when this is airing, but mm-hmm. this is the last week to get the early bird tickets. Mm-hmm. A lot of our VIPs is going quick. Mm-hmm. And then we still have a few general admissions. So okay. if you want to get it for the cheap treat, which it is, it's only $20. The early mm-hmm. bird ticket is $20. Mm-hmm. And then the regular admission is like $25.
Okay.
So it's not expensive. But mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to do that, you can definitely click the link in my bio and get your ticket today for sure.
Amen. Yeah. Amen and amen. Woo! Is there anything else you want to share about Empower? I gotta pick your brain about this makeup piece because
yes.
you've been off the chain with the makeup.
Yeah,
off the chain. And thank I think you. Weren't you in like a competition
yes,
or
I
something?
Won.
Ooh,
I won the competition. Thank you. Yes, her name is Beast by Deb, and she has over 1 million followers. I have been following her for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
She's a believer. She's a woman of God, mm-hmm. and I met her at a church. Event like a few years ago
mm-hmm.
and she's from Detroit, so just being able to be a part of that competition,
wow,
I was like, girl. And then she DM'd me and was like, yeah, let's collab, let's da-da-da-da-da. She sent me a package. I just got the package today.
Wow.
So she sent me like some makeup and stuff mm-hmm. Because I won, and now we have like a cool, you know, like a creative relationship.
Yeah.
So I love, shout out to Deb. Okay, follow the girl. I love her content because some of the makeup girlies be a little explicit mm-hmm, or weird, mm-hmm. you know, but she don't give you none of that. Like, she's definitely a woman of God. Wow. Without, you can just see her fruit. Like, mm-hmm. she don't cuss. She don't have none of that, mm-hmm. you know, provocative things on her page. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. So I definitely love Deb. And yeah, I was like, okay, I'm going to just try it. I'm going to enter the contest. And I use strategy. You know
okay, okay. Tell us, put us on.
It was two categories. So mm-hmm. it's the date night category mm-hmm. and then the creative category. Mm-hmm. So Deb is more of a creative okay. type of look content mm-hmm. creator for makeup. So a lot of her followers also are into stuff like
Got
that.
It.
So I knew that the people who are going to be entering the contest mm-hmm. were going to do more creative looks.
Got it.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to heighten my chances of winning by doing the date night hey. Makeup. And I'm just going to slay the date night makeup.
Come on.
Because less people are doing it. Mm-hmm. And I know I can mm-hmm. do it really mm-hmm. well. So mm-hmm. I just did that and it worked out. Literally the day before that she was supposed to pick the winners, I did the look. Wow. So she had the contest going on for like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it was like 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks actually. And then the day before she was picking the finalists, I dropped that look that mm-hmm. won. And yeah, she chose me. People were voting for me. And I won, y'all.
Yay. So okay, we know you're a stylist. We know you do great makeup. Like, do you have a makeup line? Did I lie when I said that?
No, you didn't lie.
Was I prophetic? Look, did I lie or was I prophetic?
You didn't
look,
lie. Look,
okay.
So I do have, it's called Holy Girl Cosmetics.
Okay.
I don't have a product out just yet.
Though. Okay.
So I'm still going over like the samples and trying to figure out exactly what I want to do.
Okay.
Between eyeshadow, I love eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a season of just like clean girl look.
Mm-hmm.
So people love like the no makeup mm-hmm, looks mm-hmm. and eyeshadow don't really fall into that category.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna start with lip gloss.
Okay.
Everybody love a good gloss.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, you can't go wrong with a gloss. Mm-hmm. So this year, hopefully, prayerfully, I do have a website, it's not up yet.
Okay.
We're in the works of doing all of that.
Amazing.
So we're closer than we've been. But it is correct. I am it hasn't dropped yet, but it is coming very, 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 very soon.
Perfect. And then last but certainly not least, how can we check out? Did you go? You went live. With your podcast. Did you go live?
Yeah, like an hour ago.
How do we, okay, so how do we, so they can watch your podcast on your IG?
So you can watch it on my YouTube.
Okay.
You can watch it on my YouTube and then you can stream it on like the platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and it's Girl Talk About God?
Yeah, so it's Girl, comma, mm-hmm. Talk About God.
Oh!
So I wanted to incorporate kind of like, it's kind of like a wordplay off mm-hmm. of like Girl Talk,
mm-hmm.
but it's like Girl. talk about God.
I love it.
So it's, you know, I love what God is doing. Mm-hmm. And I just had a thought to do it. I think mm-hmm. a podcast is a tool mm-hmm. for something bigger.
Absolutely.
So I created the podcast off of the thought of, okay, I need something to like push the conference. Mm-hmm. But it's not just for women. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of men that are tuning mm-hmm. in. Also, Matthew Hudson was one of my guests. So he's going to be on okay. the next podcast. Okay. It's very funny. So it's not just for women, but it's mm-hmm. definitely a tool to like fuel other things. Mm-hmm. And people have been telling me, and God has been telling me, you need to do a podcast.
Absolutely.
So I'm just, okay, I'm just doing it. I'm shooting my shot. And whatever the Lord do, he going to do the rest.
He's blessing your efforts. Like, yes. For real. It's amazing. I'm amazed. So not that there's anything else you need to share about empowerment. Is there anything else you want to share about empowering women?
Girl, just do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just do it, girl. I feel like we live in a world where we overthink it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and I'm coming out of the place of, I have a type A personality.
Yeah.
So I'm very scheduled. Like, yep. Oh, this is an hour. Yep. What are we going to do with this time? What's this time? And mm-hmm. my husband is very chill. Mm-hmm. So he just like, babe, it's gonna work out. It's gonna work. It's gonna every day. And it always do, you know. And I love that. It be making me mad because he be right sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang, it do be working out. But it's helping me, you know. It's helping me, like, okay, I need to chill.
I love it.
You know, he's teaching me, like, girl, relax. Like, mm-hmm. it's gonna work out. And it always does. So just this season in my life, I'm learning to not allow things to hinder me, things mm-hmm. that I think I need. You know, and we do that as yep. women. Oh, well, I got to look like yep. this. I got to make sure this, like, yep. no, you don't. They don't care. Mm-hmm. People with bonnets on is going viral.
You right about that. That's true.
They just do it. You right. know? And even that's in the place true. Of posting content, we mm-hmm. think, oh, it's too much. I didn't post it too many times. Say it to who? Mm-hmm. A million people don't know us. You ain't posted it enough.
Well.
You know, just keep posting it. Just keep going. Just ignore yourself. Ignore the noise mm-hmm. within your mind that's making you think like, oh, people don't want to see this. People yeah. don't want to hear this. Yes, they do. And if God is placing it on your heart to do it, then mm-hmm. it's people that need to hear that.
So good. So good.
It's preaching to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
It's giving yeah. empowerment. Yeah. I'm just saying it is.
Don't overthink it. Don't yeah. overthink it.
I mean, the only thing I would add to that is just start. I mean, I think, yes. like you said, you know, especially if you're a planner, if you're a type A, or if you think, okay, I have to have this together, I have to have that together, or I need to wait until this happens before I can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, no, throw all that out the window and just start.
Yeah.
Start with what you have, start with who you know, and start.
Yeah.
And you know, God blesses our efforts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when sometimes we're waiting on God, but God is usually waiting on us. Yes. So it's like, no, just take a step and then take another step and then take another step. You know what I'm saying? God cannot parked cars don't get moved. That's they can't true. Hear. You know what I mean? So just start rolling and let God order your steps. You know what I'm saying? Just yeah. just start. That's all I would say.
It's time to do it. Because the world ain't playing.
You right.
They not holding back. Okay. They got the podcast. I'm talking mm-hmm. about, you see somebody talking about nothing.
Nothing.
You see people doing ASMR in the mic. Just all they just do whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like, where are the yeah. people of God? Where Amen. Are the voices? Where are Amen. The black women? Where Amen. Are the, you know what I'm saying? Where are the black Christian women? Mm-hmm. Where y'all at?
Yeah.
Like, we need to see y'all. We Amen. Need to see the music or hear the music. We need to see the content. Where the black men of God at?
Amen.
You know, just do it.
Yeah.
And I read a post about different companies when they said mm-hmm. like, oh, Amazon was first selling cars, or McDonald's was mm-hmm. first doing this, or they mm-hmm. this person was first doing that. You know, nobody started out where they finished.
Yeah.
So they just started and they figured it out, mm-hmm. you know, along the way. And I mm-hmm. feel like we want everything to be perfect, or we want it to look a certain yep. way, or having the vision that's in our head mm-hmm. fully come out. But it's mm-hmm. like, just do it. You can't get nowhere if you don't start.
Exactly. That's true. Because yeah. Becoming Eva started off in the Trackstar studio, mm-hmm. if y'all remember sure our did. Very first wow. episode.
We did. We had our little step and repeat behind us. We might be in Trackstars, but you see Becoming Eva behind us, but yes. you can still see the little Trackstars logo on the mics. Girl, we was doing what we could do, but that's all.
Yes.
We kept going, though. We yep. kept going.
Yeah. And now we have our own space.
Amen.
Third time
Amen. This one right here.
Yes.
Thank God for you, Portia, for real, because yeah. you ain't know us from Adam. And you was like, sure, I'll come. Yeah. I'll show up.
We're not. We're
like, what?
Because you did.
Yes.
I love y'all.
I love it. And we love you.
Thank
we definitely
you.
Do. Thank so. You. So yes, that is empowerment. Is there anything else we want to share, y'all? I mean, we killing it. So I'm excited. Anything else? Okay. All right. Well, y'all got a lot of things to check out. I mean, just from Portia Love alone, you got the conference, you got the podcast, be on the lookout for the makeup line, like all the things. Okay. Yes. All the things.
Do you tutor people on how to do makeup?
That's a good one.
Not, that's a really good start tutoring because I would love to know how to like really do makeup. I just
feel amazing. That's a good one.
Girl, but I'm telling you, I love teaching. So I love teaching makeup. So once I come out with the product,
okay,
I'm going to do a class.
Okay.
So I want to do, my husband is really big on creating digital assets. So I want to do something that's online, but I also love in-person things. So I will do that. I will definitely teach. I love teaching. It's not as hard as you think it is. It's like riding a bike. The first time you do it, it's like, oh, I'm scared. It's difficult. But the more you do it, the better you get. It's literally like, if you can color, you can do makeup. Okay, if you can color in the lines, you can apply that lash. It's not that hard. So I'm going to teach. So we'll do that for sure.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing. Absolutely amazing. So you official because you co-hosting now. So official. Okay.
Pop up any given day. You don't know.
Yes.
We're here. You ain't gonna know.
We're here. But put your husband on, put him on alert because we definitely have to have him next time we feature on couples. Like, come on.
He wanted to come too. It was me. I'm just gonna let you know.
It was me. Clearly a lot going on.
Not yet.
He's a lot going on.
Yeah,
we always here when you're ready. So just let us know.
Thank you. Yes,
absolutely. So, yes, y'all, another one for the books. But yes, this has been good. So
yes, okay, get your merch at Becoming Eva today. Get your mugs,
check it out.
Bottles, jackets, totes, slides. Mm-hmm. So many different things you can get to support us. And don't forget, if you're listening to this on any podcast. Mm-hmm. Platforms, if you're watching this on Facebook, migrate to our YouTube channel. Please. And follow us on YouTube. We're trying to increase our YouTube subscribers. Mm-hmm. So subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and IG, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast. Check us out at becomingevatoday.com or email us at evamail@becomingevatoday.com. See you next time.